Hi guys, welcome back to the Perpetual Podcast. Today I'm joined by two guests. We've got Marky Davis joining us again. You're not getting a new introduction. And then we're joined by
Craig Lawless.
Craig Lawless. I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I was going to say forgot his name already.
I was going to say Marky Mark.
That's definitely not his name.
You should have said me first.
This is going to be our Christmas special. It's going to go out the week of Christmas, hopefully. So episode 9, I think it is. And what we're going to talk about to begin with is how to train, eat, socialise over Christmas without completely
destroying yourself.
Yeah, fucking everything up.
Becoming a slug in January, as I said.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the easiest way for us to start this would just be like round table and go, what are your plans training wise, drinking wise? Are you going to avoid anything? Don't go too into detail. We don't
You don't want to know that.
So like, I reckon, Marky, if we start with you, because your training schedule at the minute and your eating schedule is pretty regimented, probably more so than me. Definitely more than me.
Definitely a lot stricter than me as well.
So like you have your certain days.
I actually kind of, I'm funny on that. I had a recent chat with the guy that's coached me at the minute, and he was saying a lot to be like, because I'm trying to still gain a little bit of size and stuff like that, not to worry too much about calories coming in. Like if I have an extra meal here or extra meal there, it's just like, just be accountable for it. So it's like, instead of having a whole box of celebrations, just have half the box instead, you know, like certain things like that. And then like just a bit, just maintain accountability really to meals, and then actually getting the sessions in, not using Christmas as an excuse to miss my sessions, if that makes sense. It's Christmas time, why am I not training? It's like every excuse comes up with the thing, but why not just go to the gym for an hour and a half? Like, it's nothing out of my schedule,
especially because people are off work. They can definitely get an hour.
Everyone can get their training in. Like, over Christmas time, you have actually more time to get your training in because you're not doing anything. Like, you're just being honest, you're just lazy if you actually just try and avoid it, saying that, like, you can always get an hour in. You can come in and do a class. You can come in and do 45 minutes.
You're going to make an hour to watch a Christmas movie. Yeah. So you have an hour to go have a coffee and then go train for 45 minutes. Yeah. Like, you can get that into your schedule. So I think it's just being accountable to yourself over times like that.
It's not being lazy. It's like I see a lot of people like saying like, oh, I'm just gonna wait until January, and then I'm like, what's the point in waiting until January now? Like, we've already been, well, most people have been in lockdown for the last 6 weeks, and then I can see it, the gym's not that busy. You can see people are like, oh fuck it, I'm just gonna have this month as a write-off and then start back in January, where it's like, just get in 2-3 days a week.
And you have 3 weeks of training behind you then.
January is not as hard.
And then
people
dread
coming back in because they feel, I'm unfit, I'm fat, I'm
Whereas like, if you're just moving constantly through December, it's going to be so much easier to...
That's all it's about.
People are always at that, like saying like, oh, well, they'll take Christmas off. Or even, I hate the fact that people train all the way up into Christmas Eve. They'll do a Christmas Eve session and then they'll say, I'll be back in the new year. Like, I think it's just such a, like, why like bring yourself up to such a level and then just go back to a baseline?
Especially because the gym has been closed for so long.
Yeah, it's like, get it while you can.
Especially if lockdown comes back.
That's the big one.
What are your plans over Christmas then, nutrition-wise or...
Yeah, nutrition-wise, I'm still, obviously, I said it to Mark there, like, at the start of December, we were driving in and it was before we were going to have a big night out. I said, you know what, during the week, Monday to, like, even Saturday, Monday to Saturday, I'm going to eat super fucking healthy. Be strict with it. Eat good food. Still not going to count. If I want to have a few celebrations or if someone's going for a meal, I'm obviously going to still go for it. If someone asked me to go for a pizza, I'm still going to go for it. But the main meals are strict. They're good meals. Not strict. They're good meals. And then when I'm in the gym, I'm going to train as hard as I can for this month. Because I know on the weekends, that's where it's going to be the downfall. I know I'm going to be out on Saturday. Yeah. I know I'm going to have a rake load of points probably. Hungover Sunday. So it's like I end up losing weight. So the more I can stay,
I'll be saying it to Craig. I'll be saying it to Craig. Me and him. I actually remember having the chat with him. And I was like, all right, this month he kind of said it to me. He was like, we have to be like nearly accountable to each other as well. That was like, oh yeah, because we'll go out together. It's like, why don't we just train as hard and eat as good as we can Monday to Friday, and then like, if we have a couple of points the weekend, but still Monday we're going to show up and get it done.
And you enjoy it better then. Like, you'll have your points, and then the next day you're not as like, like, you come in on Monday, whether you're doing a sweat class, whether you're doing CrossFit class, and you just hit it hard. That's it. Stop overthinking it. Hit it as hard as you can, and then you're done. Like, that's it. It's the hour. It's like we've been doing the classes, and it's just like,
yeah, that's what it all become kind of more in, like, yeah.
Do the class, enjoy it. Maybe do a little bit of extra if you want after, a bit of bodybuilding, something like that. But that's what my aim is. Just keep pretty simple. Hit it hard in the gym. Enjoy your time outside the gym, especially because we've been in lockdown for like 6 weeks. I feel like you should be in the gym enjoying that as well, because you haven't had that gym experience for over the last while with other people jumping into class and stuff like that. And then we haven't been able to eat in restaurants. Everyone likes eating.
Yeah, so everyone wants to go out as well. That's what I think people forgot as well. It's like everyone thought like it'd be so easy to get back into the gym, but you miss that stuff as well.
Yeah.
If you get that, like everyone does miss going for a meal. You miss that little like that social aspect of your life where you haven't seen friends, or around Christmas time. I always notice that you talk to people that you haven't seen all year, and you might only see them around Christmas. But then, like, it is important to go meet them people, but it's important as well to still show up and not ruin everything that you put together in the last year.
So how do you do that? How do you find that balance of still being able to go out and enjoy the pints, still eating healthy? And so it's easy, not easy for us, but for the three of us, I know if I'm hungover, I don't eat.
Yeah, I don't eat either.
I'm not having a pizza and a Chinese and, like, but some people are. So what's your advice there on
stopping
them?
That?
Yeah.
Stopping
just
that.
Finding the balance of making sure that they're not going into Christmas and completely losing everything. So say they still come to the gym. What are you saying to them to make sure that they're not coming back and putting on a stone?
Yeah, that's a tough one for people that like eating a lot of shit food, like, or like go out for food. And then probably the best one I would say is make good food or better food choices. There's always good stuff on the menu. Like look at the menu, see what you've got. All right, whatever it is, pizza. I'm gonna try and maybe stay away from that pizza, and I'm gonna just try and like look at where I can get a meal in that has a decent sized portion of protein.
Yeah.
Which probably be the main one that I'd look at, because everyone will just eat no protein at all over Christmas, like until it's Christmas.
Examples.
Like, say on the menu, like, or I'm not going to give nut butter as one, because that's fucking pretty terrible, because it's just healthy enough. Yeah, no one's going to go there for a decent
So you're in the pub, Craigie. We're having 5 points of Guinness. What are you ordering?
Right,
I'm after being on the session with you on the Saturday. We had for a regular points, the two of us had pizza. We go to meet for a meal again on the Sunday. What are we having?
Oh, God.
How do we be accountable for that? Yeah, it's
a tough probably one, like, it? If it was Sunday, I'd get a Sunday dinner. Yeah. I'm going to try and get lean meat. So probably turkey.
Yeah, around Christmas.
Around Christmas, go from turkey. Stay away from the mashed, heavy potatoes and stuff like that. You can still enjoy it.
I think it's just smart choices, isn't it?
And then, or look at what you're going to eat that day. Say, right, later on, like we did, I'm going to go out and I know I'm going to eat like a bowl of chips with chicken wings or something like that, right? So what we do now, instead of just going home and having, I don't know, bagels, some eggs again, you know what I mean? Right, we're going to go to nut butter, we're going to get extra chicken, extra beef, or whatever it is. Just get the extra, and like all the veggies, get that in. All right, we feel good, we're after training in the morning, we're after eating that, and now I can kind of go out and enjoy. And even when I'm out, I'm like, all right, I'm going to just have the chicken wings, I'm going to leave the chips there.
Don't eat all the chips.
I know Jesus, that's been like not enjoying it, but it's not really. Like, I'm still going out, I'm still having the food with people.
And you're not going to sit a week later and go, oh, I wish I had those chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't fucking remember those chips. If you don't order them and they're not there, you can pick one or two chips off your mate's plate, have them, have your chicken wings, have whatever else, you know what I mean? And then just try and limit it down. You work around it like that, you know?
Savage.
That's what I would do anyway. But.
That's easy. So it's just making, like, kind of think, I think that's easier if you know roughly what nights you're going to be going out, what days you're going to be going out, when you're going for dinner, and then at home, it's obviously easier to make those good choices. So if you know...
Yeah. Like, if you know you're going out for a meal on a Saturday and you're like, I'm going for points in a meal, and I'm doing this on Saturday and Sunday, why not just have, like, be as healthy as you can up into them two meals? And then when you get up on... When you get up on a Sunday morning, like, you're having, like, a good, like, quality nutritional breakfast instead of going and getting a chicken roll or getting a breakfast roll and doing that. Even though you're, like, you're craving that.
Yeah, or just, you're like,
make a,
and you
make
go
a smart choice on that. Like,
that even brings you back into the training then, too. Like, if you know you're going for a big session on the Saturday and you're hemming and hawing as to whether to do Saturday morning class,
do it.
Go in.
Get it done. Get your body moving.
You'll feel so much better for it, and you'll be ready for the night out then. Deadly. I like that. That was good. I learned something there. Something else I wanted to talk about, because we spoke about this briefly there, Marky, before we came in, is the training people do. And so we see it in here a lot, and it's probably the same in other gyms. Like, the training intensity people do, the training volume people do, and then with that volume, some of the junk volume that they have. So, like, everyone looks up to coaches and the people who are the strongest and the fittest and that, and they see that you do 18 sessions a week as opposed to their seven, so they think that they also need to do. So how do you kind of what would you say to people regarding like intensity and volume? What should they prioritize? When should they prioritize in it? And what is junk? Pardon me. What is junk volume? How do you kind of figure that out?
I'm bad for that. I actually know recently when you said it to me, when you actually like, when I noticed a lot of it, and we started talking about it more, like I used to be really bad, like I'd run my body like right down, but you know, like AM, like what?
Bad for what?
Bad, like just breaking my body.
I used to be bad for that junk volume, like,
yeah, like adding in like doing like stupid like 60 minute condition sessions that like I don't need to do. Why am I doing it? Doing an extra wad here, an extra workout here, when I'm like, why am I doing
this? My goal is to put on weight.
And then he's like, yeah, I've stopped doing all this stuff.
Everyone used to do that. I'm only like recently getting into where it's like, oh, I'm not going to do this extra class just because I'm nearly bored. You know what I mean? Or
yeah, I think sometimes it's a boredom thing, volume heavy. You're like, yeah, let's do this.
I'll just jump in this class. You trained in the morning and you're like, I don't need to do that. Not that everyone will be doing that, because there's probably a lot of people that don't do that.
Yeah.
Especially now this month, they're probably getting in doing their session, which is a lot better. Yeah. But when it comes to January.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people that are going to do their gym.
We see a few people here like in the gym, they're doing a load of stuff, then they come into a class, then do a sweat class or something like that. And I'm looking at them like, you do not need that. You need to do a little bit of mobility. You need to do a little bit of stretching.
You have to be like smart of like what you prioritize when you're training as well. Like if your back's at you and your legs are at you, like what's the point in going in and doing like snatching and deadlifting and doing this? Like you're getting, it's more beneficial to come in and just like go for a walk and stretch.
Yeah.
You know that way? You have to like, and then that's where the junk volume comes in.
Sit on that bike for 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're getting the same stimulus that you're getting, but like you're not going to break yourself up as much.
Yeah. And we don't want to think about like, again, kind of on the junk volume thing, is like people coming in, they do their class, then they go out to the other area and they're doing whatever, another kind of high intense bodybuilding session or something like that, and then some extra cardio.
50 sets of arms,
where I'm like,
yeah,
you just hit that class
as hard
like,
as you can
at a like not 100%, but you're going 85-90%. You hit it hard, you're using higher weights to get it a little bit stronger, you're progressing each week on your training and stuff like that within the gym. You don't need to do that other shit. Like, you actually don't, like, but people, like, I look at them and I'm like, they're like, that's an easy class. And I'm like, right, well, maybe one day out of the week, 2 days out of the week, you have those kind of lower intensity days where you take it easy in gym, you're not feeling great. That's perfectly fine. No one's going to give out to you then. But if you're coming in every day and you're doing the kind of workout half-arsed or not adding the weight that you could be, if you want to get stronger, like someone said to me a while ago, they want to get stronger. And I'm like, to get stronger, you have to add more weight to the bar on what you're doing. Like, and I don't mean it until your form breaks down or until you're like, looking like you're going to die, but you have to progress over each one, and a lot of people don't see that, and they're like, I want to get stronger, but I don't want to add weight. And
yeah,
I
don't
like,
want to add weight, yeah.
I'm like, come on, you need to do that, right? I want to get fitter. Well, then you need to push that a little bit harder.
Right? Or they want to go as fast, or they want to get strong, and they're like, I want to go as fast as I can, so they strip the weight back, and you're like, no, take the extra minute or two rest, and then hit your working sets good. Like, you know, like I think a lot of people like don't account for like good quality working sets.
I think a good quality working set that happened on I take Friday lunchtime, and we're kind of focusing on deadlifts at the minute, and I give him a 20 minute block and I was like, you have 10 minutes to warm up to a tough weight and you have 10 minutes to do 4 sets. People are looking at me going, it doesn't take me 10 minutes to do 4 sets,
or they're finished their 4 sets in the first 10 minutes. Exactly. When you're warming up, like you're getting your body ready for it.
And I did deadlifts there today and I had 4, 5, 6, 7 working sets to me 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's a set every 5 minutes.
There you go, yeah. And like heavy weight. And I bet you're tired still.
Yeah, knackered. I didn't even want to do the other stuff after. That was part A. And
exactly,
I was like,
yeah.
I'm dead. But people don't realize
that's how it should be. Yeah, like an actual work, what a working set is, opposed to like what junk volume of just doing 10 sets over something is.
Yeah, at 60 kilos. And then whenever it comes to the workout, they take like 2 kilos off and go 55 and there's 100 reps in it. And they're like, yeah, that was easy.
Nah, don't make it easy.
Don't make it easy. Make it hard.
It's not. And I don't mean that in like that everything has to be super hard that we're doing, but like there's a difference between like I was following this bodybuilder. He's actually Irish lad, like, but he was talking about like some, when he trains, I can't remember what body part was. It could have been like chest or something like that. Chest or something like that. And he was saying that he does 3 sets or 3 exercises, and each one of those exercises is to complete failure.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's all I have to do. That, like, he could get done like that 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But each one of those is like, he does his warm-up sets, exactly. And then he goes to complete failure on it. Not saying that's good doing that all the time, but like, if you want to get stronger, like, you have to go and push.
You have to push your body.
Yourself, or get fitter. You have to
get into a mindset.
It has to be hard. Like,
yeah.
You have to,
you're not going to get what you want if you're not if you're not going to push it.
Squats on deadlifts, on overhead pressing, bench pressing. Like if you're not, if you don't need a break after that, after a set, it's not heavy.
It's not heavy enough. No.
And if your form's not good enough, then I know, plug booking for a PT with me, Craig or Marky, and we'll try to help you, and then progress from there. But just doing 40 kilos or 60 kilos or 100 kilos, whatever that easy weight is for you. One, eventually the body doesn't even recognize it anymore, so you're burning fuck all calories. And two, look, you're not getting stronger, you're just doing the same thing every time.
But like you said there about the positions and stuff like that, like if your form isn't good, and then you're doing, like they say again with people, like your form's not good, but you keep training, then you do the extra stuff, the stuff that you don't need.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, oh, my, say, like, whatever, my hips are super tight, and I keep squatting because I want to get my legs stronger. Yeah. It's not going to help. Yeah. Like, you need to
tighten everything up.
Yeah, yeah, you need to go back, take a step back, see what it, like, all right, find the area that you need to work on, and then work on it. That's one thing that I've found, like, all right, let's focus on one thing over the next, like, 6 weeks that I want to get good at, or whatever it is, 12 weeks. And then you just kind of focus in on that. Like, say, leading up into the open, all right, over the next few weeks, anytime I'm in these classes and I see that conditioning workout, I'm going to hit it as fucking hard as I can because I know that's what's going to come up in the open.
Yeah.
I want to get stronger. Right, when I see the strength in my session today, like in the class we're doing deadlifts, that's going to be my main focus. I don't really care about the workout too much because my goal is to get
strong. Yeah, strong, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Some people have that attitude where they see the workout and they go, oh.
The whole session suffers because of your workout, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, but even just pick one thing, like, it doesn't matter that, like, on the days, like, look at the block that's going on in training. Yeah, everyone can see train heroic as well, yeah. Like, right, say on Tuesdays we have whatever it is, overhead pressing or something like that. I'm going to focus on that one this week, and then Fridays when it's Freaks on Friday, I'm going to really try and, like, smash that workout or the conditioning day, something like that. Like, in here,
you have a good spread of it.
In here, you have a perfect choice to look at what you want, and I'm going to get stronger at that. Or I'm going to, like, this is my main focus on this one, and then can ask a coach, what would I do to, like, help accessory work and stuff like that. That's how you really are going to progress in, like, that little area. And it's doing one thing every 3 months or whatever it is, and then next 3 months you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Then you go back and you keep
doing
that.
Again. Yeah. Just a little bit heavier.
And you're never going to get better anyway.
Write that down.
It's going to take
the
years.
One thing, right,
listen to what Craig said there and write it down. That's how you get fitter, faster, stronger, leaner. Like, same thing with your nutrition.
Just consistency.
Yeah.
It's all just consistent. Everything has to be consistent across the board.
The boring.
I think that plays into, like, the maintaining your balance over Xmas. It's like, how consistent can you be? You know, so away, like, that's how you're going to maintain a balance with true Xmas. So, it's like you still have to hit everything that you've been doing in the first couple of weeks leading up to Christmas. Don't just blow it all out to lose balance. Be consistent and go away.
And it never feels good anyway. Like,
it's never going to be good.
Like, but if you go and, like, you have too many nights out and you're drinking, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that gets boring. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one,
you get to Sunday and you're like, I don't want to.
Yeah, and then you get to next week, and next week isn't as good as the previous week. Yeah. So it's like, all right, just, like, have two or 3 days. That's, like, what I've done. Like, we were last week and this weekend, knew they were going to be big.
Yeah.
That's it, done now. I'm like, maybe Christmas Eve, if I can get in anywhere. But that's what it's going to be. Like, I know that there were the two nights, and I'm like, I said I was going to do it from the start. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Back in training, everything's back to normal. You know?
Exactly.
Trying to find that, I think, steadiness. That you don't go all in on one area either, and leave everything else. And
it obviously still
like,
is.
Shoot, I have to go back into this. And if that's the same.
And that,
they go one end or the other, and there's no real.
There's no middle.
I have to train 18 times a week, and I can only eat vegetables, and
that's it.
I sleep 3 hours because I'm trying to get a promotion at work, and you're like,
just fucking focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Get one thing better each time, like, but not go all in on that. Like, you want that kind of, what you always say is that kind of, like, holistic approach to, like, that, like, your whole. Like kind of life, exactly, all in one. Like, you don't want to just be 100% in on gym, 100% in on nutrition, and then everything else is shit. Like, your social life is shit. There's no, like, I don't think that ever works.
Yeah, there's no, but you're gonna blow up somewhere. Like,
something's
gonna crash, or you're gonna crash, or something. You have to have a whole, like, balance in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
Enjoy your points.
You have to enjoy Christmas, like, you do have to, and then especially with how hard the year has been for us. Yeah, exactly. Like, it is important to, like. Well, like, socialise in the groups that we're supposed to socialise in. They're not supposed to socialise. Like, we won't talk to
anyone. Socialise. Don't socialise.
Don't socialise. Yeah. Stay in them groups of three or four, whatever
Christmas
it is.
It's not an easy one, but, like, people eat more vegetables over Christmas than any other time of year.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
Like, they randomly start eating sprouts even though they don't like
it. Don't like it, yeah.
Yeah, like, right, well, eat all your vegetables. You don't need roast potatoes, mashed potato, and potato gratin or something in your fucking Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we do. Jamesy, we do.
enjoy it.
If you know you're going to have half a tub of celebrations and Christmas pudding and some jelly and ice cream because the kids aren't going to eat it as well, like, don't eat all the potatoes.
Or if you're going to do it, you do it that one day, and then the next day, you're not thinking about it. You don't punish yourself by not eating anything, because then you're going to like rebound and do it the day after Stephen's Day or whatever. Exactly. Just have it that day, and then the next day, back to your normal breakfast.
Just normal, consistent routine. Yeah.
Clients, and I've said it on Instagram a few times. It's like, you go off the rails once, the next meal, straight back on.
That's what you said.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, yeah. You'll preach that. Yeah.
If you're someone who eats food the next day, like your breakfast is oatmeal and berries and stuff, or it's eggs on some of that thin toast instead of your regular bagel.
You just strip it back.
Just get straight back on track. And then if you know you're going for pints again that day, well, maybe fucking skip breakfast, eat a little bit of dinner, enough that you're not going to get sick as soon as
you're not going to vomit all over yourself. But like, or be locked.
But trying to get as much of that good stuff in as you can. Savage. And then what's the plans for the new year? What's the goals? Training? Are you still bodybuilding? Or
yeah, I was going to stick bodybuilding, man.
Bodybuilding now.
IFBB Pro next August. August FM, are we? Mark's going to
explode over the next 6 months, apparently. You heard it first.
Yeah. Getting that tan out.
We don't know why.
Yeah, that tan out.
Like if he has a tan next year and he puts on 20 kilo, we'll do a podcast on that.
How did you do that? Chicken and rice, man. Cocoa Pops.
Chicken and rice. Chicken rice, Koi Green. Koi Davis.
What are your goals?
I'm gonna do a big push for the Open in February.
Yeah.
Trying to focus in a little bit more on obviously getting fitter, and just I've never actually took the Open, as in like trained for the Open. Yeah. So I'm gonna actually do that, like do the workouts that will help me for the Open, rather than trying to do a strength cycle during the Open. Yeah. So I'm gonna just do that for the fun, see what it's like, see where you end up, and then go back and.
It's just enjoy your training, isn't it? Just enjoy what we want to enjoy.
Yeah, and I've always loved generally like that kind of like new routine. You get kind of get back in, there's no messing going on or anything like that.
Strip
I do
it back
like that
and go
though,
again, yeah.
And it's just like you can focus on your training.
I think
again
it's important like to have yourself some kind of goals or something what you want to do next year, something you want to achieve. Because this year maybe like everything got like pushed back or like everything was postponed or whatever like that. I think it's important that we like set like good goals or routine on it.
But now this year we're a little bit more like, all right, we didn't know what was going on. Everyone was all over the place. Now we know, right? If we go into lockdown, I know what I can still work on now. I know what I can do now.
You know
so
I can
it's
do
like,
this.
You have fucking no excuses.
Yeah, there's
now.
No excuse. Like, it's like the first lockdown was an excuse saying, like, guys, it was complete.
Unless
the
world
order
gets, like, bombed or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, gone. Highly unlikely.
Yeah,
at least
I think even the fact that we are a CrossFit gym, like, the Open's a good goal to work towards now. Like, people mightn't be as fit or as strong or as good at gymnastics as they want to be, especially if we go into another lockdown in January. But that's still something to work towards. Like, you can work your conditioning, you can get fucking good at burpees at home, and that's the thing that kicks everyone up the ass.
It's that fitness side thing. You can get really fit, like,
you're really fit, which is the, like, we all follow TTT quite close, and it's like, do you remember those videos they brought out about the Open, and Max was like,
what comes up, like, essentially
it's an endurance event, then gymnastics.
That needs
to be your priority. So get really good at burpees, really good at push-ups and some sort of core crunching movement, and get good at it out of breath. And then maybe there might be one workout where you have to clean, snatch or deadlift heavy.
And if you haven't been doing that work over the wall, like, or tote the bar, like, probably haven't been on the rig in like 6 months, probably, like, if you can't do that, you can do the scaled one, and then the scaled one, if you're pushing hard enough, it's gonna be hard.
Scale is hard, man.
So you'll do better on it.
Scale is like, and then that applies to
thing. Come up with all the time. Like, you were kind of alluding to it earlier, and I meant to say it, and then I forgot. It's like people always go, "That was easy," or "That was hard." But like, we could write the most simple looking workout that people go, "Oh yeah, that's easy." And
it could be the hardest.
And you can
make it hard. Have you ever had that thing where you, like, you look at a workout and it's like, oh, this looks easy, and then it's the worst thing ever.
The members in here are the worst, but that doesn't look so bad, and then they leave and you're like, how was that? And they're like, that was so much.
They're like, that's going to be absolutely horrible. And they're like, oh, that was actually all right. It wasn't that bad, you know?
I think the more simple it is, the harder it should be. Able to push.
If you see anything with two movements in it,
it's
just
gonna be
two
horrible.
Movements for longer than like five rounds or longer than 10 minutes, it is going to be fucking horrendous.
Just a barbell or just dumbbells.
It's just horrific, isn't it? Yeah,
body weight. Like, if you don't have to go anywhere, like workouts like Cindy, I think, are minging because you do the pull-ups.
You've no escape.
You fall down, you do the push-up, you stand up.
I just got, and then you reach the bar again.
Anywhere. Or like DT's the same. Like, you just
standing by the bar.
It's unibar.
no matter how much you complain about it, you still have to get that work done.
The work has to be done. That's it.
You have other ones where it's like rowing and then thrusters. Like,
you take the little rest, you drop it down, or if it's higher reps.
I can't get my foot in a strap. Oh,
But then again, it comes like, you can make, like, what did we do that year? The wall ball and row workout, remember? It was just them two for 20 minutes.
Yeah, so 19 and 19 or something, was it?
I was like,
that was awful.
If you want to make it easy, it can be easy, you know? And then you can be like, oh, it's pretty simple work. Or you can, like, all right, I'm going to keep this rower at a good pace. I'm going to keep my wall balls in one set or two sets.
Just before I'm going to tip over the edge.
And I think that's what people need to find as well. I see it in classes. And it takes a while. Like, sometimes in, like, all of us probably come from some sort of sport background, so we know kind of our bodies a little bit more, how much we can push. Some people in here, like, I look at them and they're like, I'm like, all right, we have this workout, say, like,
20 years.
They have, like, say, a chipper workout where it's like 30 cals, 20, 10, or something like that. Yeah. And they have no idea of pacing, like, zero. Like, they will go all out on the bike, and I'm like, you are going to be fucking dead after this.
From Saturday's workout, where it was that 30 cals, and, like, Craigie won by what, like, he beat you by how long? 4 minutes?
Yes. No. Beat me by two and a half. About 20 minutes. I think I finished Sunday.
Everyone that day got off the machine.
At the same time.
At the same time.
I was like, I knew that was too fast for me. So I was like, after then, I was just like, make sure Craigie's off about... Few calories.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Seeing that though as well, like people are like.
I hate it as well because he's always in front of me, and I'm like, oh, here, I had to catch him. And then I just like, no, I'm gonna die
like,
here.
All right, who can hold on the longest?
Yeah.
And you find that in the open. There's another one that will come up. Something like that where it's just mental, and it's just seeing who wants it more.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you have those movements, but again, that's if not, you scale it back down, and you go, all right, now I'm in this one. Yeah, exactly.
Once you're pushing your body.
Because if you're in like a scale division or something like that, think like, oh, this is going to be easy. Like,
push your body as hard as you can. Go as fast as you can, as hard as you can.
Kind of just got into the open there.
The open was on. It's Craig.
We'll release this in February.
Prep for the open.
Open prep. Savage. That was great. I think we'll just call that one Training Hard or something like that.
Yeah. Training Hard Christmas Coffee Special.
Maintenance.
Sponsor us for caffeine.
Caffeine.
This is from Mojo. There's just no thing.
But Becca, if you're listening,
we need the knuckles
in here next week. We'll do one every week. It's just a fresh tray each week.
Marky, where can we find you on the socials again?
Just Instagram. Mark Davis 26.
Craig
fella with the top on
is actually just Craig Laws. If you want to go into Mark's and just look at him,
I have t-shirts on.
No t-shirt on any of them.
I have t-shirts on every photo. Content.
Content. Yeah, mine's just Craig Laws. Hopefully some more content in January.
Yeah, I think the two of us could do that. Yeah, everybody.
All of you for that.
Yeah, James is the only one that's good at actually doing it.
Thanks, Jamesy.
In the diary, that's it.
Thanks, Jamesy.
You have to write it down. Lads, thanks a million.
Thanks, Jamesy.
Everybody.
I think this is going out the week before Christmas or the day.
Happy Christmas.
So yeah, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
We'll see you during the Christmas break.
Don't say see you. See you on the 26th.
See you on the 26th.
Guys, thanks a million.
Yep.